You're listening to This Week in Big Sky Football, a comprehensive look at all this week's action in Big Sky Football. Now here's your host, Scott Girard.
Hey, welcome in. It's another edition of This Week in Big Sky Football. Conference play continues to roll on, and boy, we've had a great start to the season so far as we hit the midway point. Great show lined up for you today. Idaho head coach Paul Petrino, also Idaho State running back James Madison, and we'll also catch up with Eastern Washington quarterback Gage Gubrud. Then in our final segment, we'll wrap things up with Craig Haley from Stats, as always. Time to recap all the action from this past weekend. Eastern Washington topped Montana State 34-17 in the Root Sports Game of the Week. Idaho earned its first Big Sky win since rejoining the league, knocked off Portland State 20-7 at home. Idaho State picked up a 56-42 victory over Northern Arizona to improve to 2-0 in league play for the first time since 1995. Montana clawed past Cal Poly to claim a 48-28 victory, while Northern Colorado fell to North Dakota 38-13. Big Sky still with four schools ranked in the top 25 polls. Leading the way is Eastern Washington, ranked at 4-5. Also, Weber State hanging right in there behind them at 6-7. Montana at 14-15, and UC Davis at 16-21. Excited to catch up with our next interview. He's the head coach of the Idaho Vandals, Paul Petrino. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Scott?
Doing well. Good to catch up with you. Obviously, everybody in the Big Sky is just elated to welcome the Vandals back in the Big Sky. It's been far too long. What's this transition been for you and this team getting back into the Big Sky Conference?
You know, the biggest transition was just the dropping of the scholarship. So that was something you had to, we worked, you know, you kind of had to start working on it 2 years ago. And so your recruiting classes were a little bit smaller for a couple of years, but it's something we worked hard on, and we're excited to be in the league and excited for our upcoming opponent.
How difficult is that in recruiting to, you know, a number that you're used to setting at for so many years and then dropping that down? How difficult was that for you and your staff?
It was a little bit hard. You know, it was a little bit different. And really, it kind of started about 3 years ago when the word got out that we were going to go down. So going in some of the homes, it made it a little bit different. But it was just something that you had to plan ahead. And we got it worked out. So now it's just, it'll be a lot more, I think it'll be a lot easier now moving forward.
Now that the transition's done, you're back in the Big Sky and everything's behind you, what does the stability for you and your coaching staff mean to be able to know this is your conference schedule, this is what you're looking like, and just the, I guess, the stability of it all?
Yeah, I think it just helps knowing exactly where you're at, and now you can move forward, and you don't have to wonder year by year what's going on and where you're going to be playing. So I think it makes it real nice.
Your Vandals coming off a home win to Portland State, pick up that first league win since returning. What was that game like for you and your team?
It was a really good team victory. I thought, you know, in the first half, our offense did a really good job of staying on the field. You know, our defense had struggled a little bit the week before, so we wanted to take care of the ball and stay on the field. And we had a 13-15 and 18 play drive, and we needed to finish them with touchdowns. Two were field goals, and one was a touchdown. But they did a really good job of staying on the field. Our defense played really well. Second half, they kind of controlled the ball in the third quarter, but then we came up in the fourth quarter and had enough long drives to make sure we won the game. So overall, I thought it was a good team victory.
You were at Idaho as a wide receiver, running back coach back in the early 90s. How much has the conference changed since your first tenure in the Big Sky?
Not a lot. It's still about offense. You know, there's still a lot of good quarterbacks in the league and a lot of offenses that can put up a lot of points. So honestly, it hasn't changed that much at all. A lot of different teams. That part of it's different. But kind of the style of the play hasn't changed a whole lot.
You got Cade Nellis, Isaiah Sanders, special players, it seems like, for you and your team. What do they mean for you and your squad?
They've been here for a long time. They both were key parts of our team that went and won a bowl game a couple years ago. So Isaiah's kind of the offensive leader and the guy we give the ball to a lot. He's had over 100 yards the last two games. Does a great job. And Caden's just kind of an unbelievable talent that runs around and makes all kinds of plays on defense. So they're just two really good football players and two great kids that have already graduated. And Isaiah already has his master's.
Wow.
They're just good students and good players and do good things.
to be a kid that's going to leave with his master's degree. That's impressive. You don't see that very often.
Yeah, I shouldn't say already. He'll have it at the end of this semester.
Yeah, yeah.
So he still has to finish it out.
That's incredible. You renew the rivalry with Idaho State as in-state foes. You play in Pocatello on Saturday. Your ticket allotment sold out weeks ago. What's it like to know that your fans are ready to travel to Pocatello for what should be an interesting game?
Yeah, it should be a great game. You know, they're playing really good football right now. They've done a great job coaching. You know, James, their running back, is big and strong and really does a good job. And obviously, Tanner, their quarterback, is playing really well. Anytime you've started as many games as he has, you're going to be very experienced, and he's very competitive. And when he gets in, he's going to look for his brother Mitch and go try to make plays. So they're playing really good football right now. So it's going to be exciting. It should be a heck of a game.
You talk a little bit about James Madison, and we'll have him on in our next segment. What jumps out when you watch him on film?
Just his physicalness. You know, I think he runs really tough, and he can break tackles, and he runs through tackles, and then he's got the second gear to go make it a long touchdown if you let him get out in the open. So he's a heck of a player, and we're going to have to do a good job of stopping him.
Coach, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for your time, and good luck this weekend.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. The Vandals of Idaho travel to Idaho State this Saturday. It's a 3:35 Mountain kickoff as the Idaho Vandals back in the Big Sky Conference, renewing a rivalry that I know a lot of fans up in the Gem State remember that one well. Should be fun to see Idaho take on Idaho State. That's Idaho head coach Paul Petrino. All right, take a break. Come back. We'll chat with Idaho State running back James Madison straight ahead right here on This Week in Big Sky Football. CenturyLink Arena plays host to the 2019 Big Sky Men's and Women's Basketball Championships in Boise. Postseason college basketball is back in Boise, and we have your front row seat to the event. The women's tournament will be held March 11th through the 15th, while the men's championship will take place March 13th through the 16th. The wait is over. 22 teams, 20 games, 2 champions. Don't miss your chance to buy tickets for this fun-filled week of basketball. Tickets are on sale now at BigSkyInBoise.com.
Welcome back to This Week in Big Sky Football.
Welcome all back. You're listening to another edition of This Week in Big Sky Football. I'm Scott Girard. Hey, Pluto TV is the leading free internet service in America as part of the deal. The Big Sky Conference will air all of its live stream sporting events on Pluto TV for free, including up to 700 football, men's and women's basketball, volleyball, and selected soccer, softball, and track and field events. All you have to do is go to Watch Big Sky on Pluto TV to find games from several different sports. All right, let's go out to the phones. Welcome in Idaho State running back James Madison. James, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. You got things rolling there at Idaho State. Starting off the season, 2-0 in conference play for the first time since 1995. What have you done, and what has this team done to get this thing rolling?
Well, I mean, I think it all starts with Coach Kennedy. You know, he opened up. I mean, he implemented a good plan, and, you know, we followed behind it. You know, he changed the program around, we feel like, and, you know, we follow his lead. So, you know, everything he's been leading us to do, everything he's been telling us, we've been doing right. And I feel like that's what's breaking us through this season.
We've had a chance to chat with him a couple times on the show. What does he like to play for? Because he seems like a guy that a lot of players would be willing to run through a wall for.
I mean, he acts like a young coach. You know, he's a player's coach. He wants what's best for us at the end of the day. So, you know, like, he yells at us sometimes, but most of the time it's just he wants the best for us. So, you know, say, you know, after the game, it's not anything like an older coach or a coach. I would say that's, you know, like, you know, just team, strictly team only wants to handle business. You know, Coach Finn is for us. Everything he does is for us. So after games, we're having fun with him like he's a player. So, you know, that's why we like playing for Coach Finn.
You, in the win against Northern Arizona, you had 19 carries, 146 yards, 7.7 yards per carry. How much of that was due to the offensive line gashing some pretty big holes for you?
You know, offensive line is great. you know, they opened everything up for me, made me look good. So, you know, it had everything to do with the offensive line and the play calling that our coach implemented.
That was the, you answered that extremely well. I gave you a good opportunity to shout out to your offensive lineman. You hit it out of the park. Good job by you. That was good work. Hey, let's go back to your high school days. You lettered in football, basketball, track and field. How'd you manage to compete so well in all those sports?
Well, you know, I grew up playing sports. I always played football since I was about 6 years old. I started playing basketball at 11 or 12. And basketball, I wasn't very good at. I was just more athletic than everybody else. You know, bigger than everybody else. So, you know, that's how I led it in basketball, honestly. You know, I was a hustle player, you know, a guy who would play defense, 3-and-D type guy. And track, I led it in track about, I think, my junior year, I didn't play my senior year because I focused on football. But, you know, I was a pretty good athlete in high school, I would say.
Well, you know, in this day and age, there's a lot of players out there that will just specialize in one sport. They realize, oh, I'm getting good at football or basketball, and then they shut everything else down and just focus on that. The fact that you diversified your sporting experience in high school, do you feel like that helped you overall as a better to become a better athlete?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, my mother always preached that on me, like, to stay focused in sports so I wouldn't get in trouble, you know, around the streets and whatnot. So, you know, it kept me focused. It made me realize what I wanted to do in life at an early age. So, yeah, I would say so.
You talked about being a natural athlete. Was the speed always there, or is that something that you've developed during your time at Idaho State? Because it seems like there's moments where you're flying up and down the field.
I mean, I was always kind of fast. I'm not going to sound the fastest guy, but for my size, I'm pretty fast.
I think that's a safe assumption. You were named the Big Sky Root Sports Offensive Player of the Week. Congratulations on that. But what were your goals coming into the season? What did you want to get accomplished this year? And are you on pace to accomplishing those?
To win a Big Sky Championship? Yeah, I believe. You know, we're 2-0, so.
Like it.
I think so.
There you go. You and Ty Flanagan, obviously a dynamic duo in this team. What's that combination of the two of you been like?
I mean, it's great. You know, when I'm tired, Ty comes in. When he's tired, I come in. So, you know, we give each other a break, and I feel like that's what helps the team out. You know, we always have a running back in that's fully healthy, that has all the energy, and that could run up and down the field without being tired.
Yeah.
So that helps our offense out a lot. And, you know, I feel like we kickstart the offense and, you know, we get our team going. So, yeah.
So you're originally from California. What's the transition to Pocatello been like for you?
I mean, it was extremely different. But, you know, over time, I started to like it. And now I don't want to leave this place. But it was, when I first got here, it was tough. You know, it was completely different from where I'm from. But, you know, over time, I began to start loving it, and now I really don't want to leave.
So you play Idaho coming up this weekend. They're new to the Big Sky Conference after being in the conference for so many years back in the early 90s. What do you see out of that team on film, and what do you expect to see coming up on Saturday?
I think they're a good team. They have a good linebacker, a good safety. And, you know, I think it'll be a good game. Hopefully they come out and compete with us, and hopefully we win.
There you go. Well, we appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend. Keep it rolling. We look forward to catching up with you again soon.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. You too.
That's Idaho State's James Madison as the Bengals host Idaho coming up on Saturday at Holt Arena. That's a 3:35 Mountain kickoff. Take a break. Come back with Gage Goubrud of Eastern Washington in our next segment. We'll also announce our Root Sports Players of the Week. It's all straight ahead here on This Week in Big Sky. The 2019 Big Sky Men's and Women's Basketball Championships are headed to Boise. Buy your tickets now for a fun-filled week with basketball for all to enjoy. Purchase your tickets today by visiting BigSkyInBoise.com. That's BigSkyInBoise.com. Pluto TV is your one-stop shop for Big Sky action.
That's his first.
The leading free internet television service in America will stream live sporting events, including up to 700 football, men's and women's basketball, volleyball, and selected soccer, softball, and track and field events. Simply go to Pluto TV to find games from several different sports. Pluto TV is your one-stop shop for all Big Sky action.
Welcome back to This Week in Big Sky Football.
Welcome back. Segment three here on This Week in Big Sky Football. I'm Scott Girard. Time to announce your Root Sports Players of the Week. Let's start with our previous guest. Idaho State running back James Madison earns the Offensive Player of the Week honors. A senior, no problem adding yardage to that resume on Saturday. Rushed for a season-high 146 yards on 19 carries. And Idaho State gets the win over Northern Arizona 56-42. Had a 7.7 yards per carry average. Montana's Dante Olson named the Big Sky Root Sports Defensive Player of the Week. Olson registered a remarkable, how about this, 24 tackles in the Grizzlies' 48-28 road victory over Cal Poly. The junior linebacker's 24 tackles were the most in all of FCS so far this season. And Eastern Washington's Roldan Alcabendez was named the Big Sky Root Sports Special Teams Player of the Week. Converted field goals of 24 and 25 yards versus the Bobcats. Also converted four extra points. Punted four times for an average of 46 yards with a long of 60. It's a busy day at the office for that young man. Remember, Root Sports is your official television partner of the Big Sky Conference. Let's go out to the phones. Welcome in Eastern Washington quarterback Gage Gubrud. Gage, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Let's talk about how things are going up in Cheney for your senior season. Feels like you've been around that program forever. Is it weird that the light's finally at the end of the tunnel for you?
Yeah, it is. A little surreal. It definitely makes you realize how special this place is coming into your last year. And then just getting ready for real life after that. So it's been a good one so far, and we're looking to make it even better.
Knowing that this is your final year, did that put any extra pressure on you going into this season?
No, I wouldn't say. We don't really feel pressure in that way. It's just exciting, you know, having all these seniors on the team, all this leadership that we have, not just coming from the seniors, but from some of the underclassmen and the juniors as well. I don't think that we feel any extra pressure with it. I think that we just feel a great opportunity that we have in front of us, and we're going to do our best to take advantage of it.
You and your squad recently defeated Montana State on the road. What's it like playing in rival territory, a really engaging crowd? What's it like to go on a road like that and pick up a W?
No, it's a great feeling. It's what you do it for, really. Those situations, you know, go into a hostile environment. Montana State provides a great environment for a football game. We had great weather, and we got to go out there and do what we love to do, and that's play football in a great situation. And got to quiet the crowd a little bit and have a good time out there. And a great opponent in Montana State, but it was a fun weekend for us.
You know, when you're part of a program that's developed a culture like Eastern Washington, that it's high-flying offense, it's a lot of points, and it's a lot of wins. What's it like to be the quarterback of a team like that that has that kind of a culture and that kind of a history?
It's a lot of fun, honestly. Just playing with these coaches out here and the system that we run, and then the defense that we got backing us up as an offense when we're not doing exactly what we're supposed to do. It makes for a great experience, man. Any recruit out there wants to come to Eastern Washington, I tell you, as a quarterback, it's a lot of fun, and I would recommend it.
I like you working in the recruiting plug on the air. That was impressive. Good work by you. I'm sure the coaches like that. You know, but it's interesting because there's guys, it seems like every year, you know, there's like, oh, Eastern Washington loses this guy. How are they going to be able to recover? And then they plug somebody in, and it just keeps rolling. What's it like being part of not just the system, but a university and a school that's developed that kind of success where guys come in and immediately seem like they have success?
I mean, it's a great thing. I think the main thing that the reason why you see it happen is because it's a family. The football team is the true brotherhood on the team. Everybody, I'm not going to say everybody likes each other because obviously brothers don't always like each other at all times, but we all get along and we'd all do anything for each other. We got each other's backs. And then just as an athletic department as a whole, the support that we have in the community, all that stuff, it's just tremendous. So those are just some of the things that make that university a great place and make it a really fun place to be an athlete at.
Your team's ranked in the top five in national polls. Do you guys pay attention to that stuff, or do you try to block it out?
I mean, you see it. I wouldn't say you don't pay attention to it, but it doesn't really matter because what the outside world thinks of how good or how bad we are, whatever they want to think about us, doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, the wins and losses and how we perform out there is what's going to define us at the end of the year, and obviously define us in making a playoff run and all that stuff. So we notice it and all that, but we don't think too much into it. We're more focused on winning the Big Sky at this point.
We got used to talking to Bo Baldwin every year. He was one of our favorites. But Coach Bess has come in and done a tremendous job, not just on this show, but also coaching this team. What's it like to play for that coach?
He's a great guy. He's a fiery guy, man. He'll tell you what, he doesn't let anyone take a day off mentally. And if you are taking a day off mentally or physically or whatever, he'll let you know about it. He'll make sure he gets you right. So he holds you accountable, and he does a great job. And he's also he's a great coach, obviously, but he's just a great person. He doesn't even care about the player out there, per se, more than he does the man. He's not just prepping us to win games on Saturdays and all that. He's prepping us for life past that, and I think it's a great thing that he does. So love playing for the man.
Big one against Southern Utah on Saturday. What do you see out of the Thunderbirds on film, or what do you need to do to come away with a W?
They're good. They're physical. They got talent out there like they always do. I don't think that their winless record truly defines who they are, because you watch them on film, and they play some good opponents, and they play well, and they play hard. So definitely going to go in there with the mindset of, instead of the 0-4 team, we're playing a 4-0 team. Kind of same Southern Utah team that we played last year that got us down there and Cedar City. So they'll be a good team and a good challenge for us, and we're excited to welcome them to Roos Field.
Well, Gage, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Yep, appreciate it.
You got it. Gage Goubrud of Eastern Washington as they continue to roll up there in Cheney. When we come back, final segment of the show, we'll chat with Stats Craig Haley. We'll also note where you can find all the games this week in the Big Sky on Pluto TV. Stay with us. You're listening to This Week in Big Sky Football. Pluto TV is your one-stop shop for Big Sky action.
That's his first and the team's first.
The leading free internet television service in America will stream live sporting events, including up to 700 football, men's and women's basketball, volleyball, and selected soccer, softball, and track and field events. Simply go to Pluto TV to find games from several different sports. Pluto TV is your one-stop shop for all Big Sky action. CenturyLink Arena plays host to the 2019 Big Sky Men's and Women's Basketball Championships in Boise. Postseason college basketball is back in Boise, and we have your front row seat to the event. The women's tournament will be held March 11th through the 15th, while the men's championship will take place March 13th through the 16th. The wait is over. 22 teams, 20 games, 2 champions. Don't miss your chance to buy tickets for this fun-filled week of basketball. Tickets are on sale now at BigSkyInBoise.com.
Welcome back to This Week in Big Sky Football.
The action continues with the Roos Sports Game of the Week. You've got Southern Utah at Eastern Washington for the noon Pacific kickoff. The 11 Sports Game of the Week will be Weber State at Northern Arizona. That game at 2:35 Pacific. Rest of the games this weekend can be found at Pluto TV by downloading the app on your smartphone, tablet, or TV. Northern Colorado hosts UC Davis at noon. Montana faces Portland State at 2 o'clock Mountain Time. Idaho State welcomes in Idaho for a 3:35 Mountain kickoff. For a kid who grew up in Idaho watching Idaho State and Idaho, I'm excited to see that rivalry resume. Cal Poly will play at Sacramento State. That game starts at 6 o'clock Pacific. Let's go out to the phones. Welcome in FCS Senior Editor of Stats, Craig Haley. Craig, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I don't mean to catch out on left field, but I grew up in southern Idaho. I watched a ton of Idaho State games growing up. Seeing Idaho come back to the Holt Arena is going to be fun for a lot of people in that area.
I think the whole state is ready for that matchup. It's really good to see them playing.
I don't anticipate Boise State coming back a Holt Arena anytime soon, but I watched them play there a bunch. But I don't anticipate that happening anytime in the near future, though.
Probably not.
Let's go five teams still undefeated in league play. If you were to look at one team and say, wow, they've got the hardest route to stay undefeated, who do you think that team would be?
I definitely say Weber State, Scott. Not only do they have, you know, the 7 games remaining in the Big Sky, but 4 are on the road, including this week, obviously, at Northern Arizona. I think Weber's game against Eastern Washington and Ogden next week is probably more of a must-win for the Wildcats, but Eastern, of course, will you know, treat it that way as well. But I do think Weber's really, you know, has the toughest schedule out of these 5.
So Idaho State is 2-0 in conference play, ironically enough, since last time I was in high school, back in 1995. What's clicking for the Bengals, and what do they have going for them that's allowing them to have this early season success?
Well, we did mention last week the increased run game, which kind of, you know, reflects how Coach Fennessy is coaching to the type of talent he has. But clearly the defense has been a difference maker this year. I mean, you know, Roger Cooper has come in as the new coordinator. They're stopping the run. You know, what they give up is way down. They play aggressive, which forces turnovers. You know, sure, you know, Idaho State is going to, you know, play in these shootouts, but at the same time, you know, their defense is much improved this year.
And the fact that they're able to get some running from James Madison, we talked to him earlier in the show, and he mentioned that, you know, between he and other members of that offense, they feel like they've got the depth to be able to continue to run on people. Do you think they'll continue to have that kind of success throughout the course of the season?
I think so. I mean, they have a deep backfield with, you know, him obviously leading the way. He runs so hard. That's the key. I mean, when you're playing a high-scoring league, you want to be able to, you know, control the clock in the second half, and if you have a lead, put a win away. And, you know, that's the kind of team Idaho State has, you know, when they can run the ball with a James Madison.
Putting you on the spot here a little bit, and I don't know if you or anybody that you know of has been able to do any research on this, but what are your takes on bye weeks before October? Do you think that helps, or do teams generally prefer that maybe they push those bye weeks back a little bit?
That's a great question, Scott. I've never done a study on it. You know, Weber State and UC Davis, you know, they had their byes last week. To me, that was well-timed, late September. You know, you don't want to have a bye after a game or two. You know, coaches always lament that scenario. And I think a bye before October is fine because, you know, you went hard in training camp in August and can use a little bit of a break. But, you know, 3-4 games in is definitely, you know, what you want, and that would be late September.
If you had to decide today who you think's coming out of the Big Sky Championships, who would you go with?
Wow. You know, my preseason prediction was Eastern Washington, you know, just like the Big Sky poll said. So I'm going to stick with that. I mean, it just seems to me the Eagles, you know, can beat you in a number of ways, whether it's running, passing. You know, the defense has been below 20 points 3 times in 5 games, which is phenomenal for them. I just think they're clearly motivated by that playoff snub last year. And, you know, to me, that's going to put them over the top.
All 4 Big Sky teams in the top 25 improved in the polls. How's the Big Sky comparing to maybe some of the other conferences like the CAA and the Missouri Valley right now?
It's a strong year in the Big Sky, no doubt. I think those two conferences, the CAA, the Missouri Valley, are still ahead. You know, the CAA has 7 ranked teams, and the Missouri Valley has, you know, North Dakota State and South Dakota State and all that depth. But I think what bodes well for the Big Sky is they're a clear number 3 this year in the FCS. I mean, to me, the Southland and the Southern conferences are down a little bit. I just think there's a drop-off after the Big Sky. So the Big Sky is a very solid 3, and you're in good company when you're comparing, you know, with the CAA and the Missouri Valley.
When you look at the top 25, is there a team that jumps out at you as maybe being underranked?
Oh, no doubt. And, you know, just starting in the Big Sky, I think UC Davis for sure. I mean, 16 is their highest ranking ever, but I just think their results suggest higher than that. I think Montana at 14, you know, is now about where they should be, but it's been a slow climb, and I think they've been underrated along the way. I think if you look elsewhere, I'd say Towson in the CAA has had a great year. You know, Northern Iowa, they're 22 and you know, lost to Montana and an FBS squad, but I wouldn't want to play them right now. And, you know, they always seem to come on strong. So there's definitely teams out there, but in such a deep league like the Big Sky, you're going to have some, and that would be UC Davis and Montana.
Well, Craig, always a pleasure and honor. We appreciate it. Thanks for joining us. Let's do it again next week.
Will do. Thanks, Scott.
You got it. Craig Haley from Stats here on This Week in Big Sky Football. All right, that's going to wrap up another edition of the show. Big thanks to Idaho's Paul Petrino, Idaho State's James Madison, Eastern Washington's Gage Goubrud, also Stats' Craig Haley. Also thanks to Lloyd Cole for producing the show and our executive producer, Denise Thompson. I'm Scott Girard. Enjoy the games. Be back with you next week for another edition of This Week in Big Sky Football.